بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, in tonight's Taraweeh Salah we will commence with Surah Al-Anbiya, which as the name suggests discusses the incidents and the life story of many Anbiya alayhim wassalatu wassalam, the interactions with their respective nations. And in this surah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very vividly paints the picture of the day of Qiyamah and opens the surah by saying, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ, that the time for accountability has drawn close, has drawn near. Regarding this particular verse, it is mentioned about Amir bin Rabi'a radiallahu anhu. He was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had accepted Islam in the early days in Makkah Mukarrama. And nevertheless, later on in his life, there was a person that had come to Madinah Munawwara to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Amir bin Rabi'a hosted him. فَأَكْرَمَ عَامِرٌ مَثْوَاهُ, and he took good care of him. He saw to his needs. And he spoke to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam about this person. He arranged a meeting for him. Nevertheless, this person went. He met Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And before leaving, he comes to Amir and he says to him that during the course of my discussions with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, I had asked him to give me a piece of property, a certain land or a valley, and you will not find any more prime property than this in the entire Arabian lands. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave this to me, and to reciprocate your kindness and your good hosting of me, I want to demarcate a portion of this land for you. You will be able to benefit from it, and when you are no longer here, your progenies and those who will come after you will also benefit. So Amir bin Rabi'a says to him, La hajata li fi qati'atik, that I have no need for this piece of land. And then he says that such a surah and such a verse has come to us that has distracted my mind from amassing the world. And then he recited this verse, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ, that the time for accountability has drawn close. Yesterday we spoke about the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where he discussed the closeness of the emergence of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And in this verse we see the closeness of Qiyamah that is being discussed. Likewise, we have many ahadith, many ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to this in order to prepare us that we should make sure that our books are in order, everything is above board, and we are prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding hisab and accountability, we have heard many a times the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about the scales of justice and how the a'mal will be weighed. Aisha radiallahu anha, on one occasion, she hears Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, Man nuqish al hisab udhiba, that person whose hisab is taken, then he will definitely be punished. So she asks him, Ya Rasulullah, does Allah not say in the Quran that there will be certain people who Allah will take a very light hisab of them? Hisaban yasira. They will be given a very light accountability. In other words, there will be no punishment for them. So Quran says this, and you are saying that every person whose hisab is taken will be punished. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explains to her that there are in reality two types of hisab. That person who ard takes place. This is the word used, al-ardu, which means a mere presentation of his actions, or what we can say, a cursory glance. And ulama give the example, a person is returning from overseas, and as he passes through customs, the official just looks at his trolley and just counts the luggage that is there, and then he waves him through. Just a cursory glance, he doesn't really look into it and see what this person has brought back, and he allows him to go through. This is called al-ard. So Nabi alayhi salatu, this ayat of Quran that speaks about hisab and yasira, an easy hisab, this is what is meant. That a person, Allah will just merely glance over his books of deeds, and will allow the person to now gain entry into Jannah. But that person who nuqisha, every last detail of his book is taken into account, and Allah now really goes into it, then definitely this person is going to find that he has fallen short, and he will then be punished in the court of Allah. So this is with regard to hisab, and therefore we find the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we should make it a habit to recite. Many a times it's read when a person passes away, but we can read it all the time. Allahumma hasibni hisabi yasira. Oh Allah, give me an easy accountability. In other words, don't dig into my files, don't go into the details. In this way, Allah will just have a cursory glance over it and a person will find himself admitted into Jannah. Allah accept and grant us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.